Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My name is Jean Legault, Science 82, former CFRC alumnus, jazz director from 1980 to 1982. I'm thrilled to be back on campus. I can't describe how important CFRC was to me, not only as a training ground. It helped me develop my confidence in public speaking. And as far as my love of music, it was developed directly from this station. The wealth of records back then, we didn't even have CDs, and the people, the terrific volunteers that were here. I want to thank CFRC, and I'm really pleased, and I'm amazed at the technology that's here, and I'm wishing you all the best of success. This is Jean Legault for CFRC 101.9 FM.
Living in Kingston or nearby, here's a hot tip for you. Rent your water heater from Utilities Kingston and support your community. When you rent from us, proceeds go towards local climate initiatives. With affordable monthly payments, no maintenance headaches, and quick service, renting just makes sense. Plus, we've got locally based technicians who respond fast, within 24 hours. Check out rent.utilitieskingston.com to switch today. And welcome back. It's the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. We are broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. You're tuned into The Mood with May. My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem. Today, we are continuing our spooky season series, if you will. My topic today, not going to lie, I put this set together today, like before I came live. But nonetheless, I'm very excited for a lot of the music. It's a concept that I've been thinking of for a little bit of time. I just have been so crazy busy with midterms, with school. Anybody who is a student currently or a student previously would know that the week right before reading week is so hectic with papers and group projects and like midterms, examinations. So that's been my reality, and that is the horror of my life right now. But the subject today that we're going to be discussing a little bit, I'm very excited for, because it's talking about horror on film. So I have selected some tracks that represent different tropes in a horror film. And we're going to start things off with probably the most popular and well-known horror trope, which is the last girl. Now, for those of you who don't know, who maybe don't watch horror movies or aren't engaged in the discourse around them, the final girl is the person, or like typically the girl that is left over at the end of the horror movie. So think your 80s slasher films. Think, I don't know, if I were to give an example per se, think Halloween with Laurie, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, how she persists. Oh, this is also a spoiler. So if you haven't seen Halloween and you plan to see Halloween, maybe tune out of CFRC for like 2 minutes while I talk about this. If you don't care, then here we go. But Lori, who is played by Jamie Lee Curtis, is the final girl. She's the one who, at the end of every Halloween movie, even though she's the main protagonist, she remains alive. And, you know, she's always in this position where she's facing the horrors of Michael coming back to life and, like, coming after her. And yet she persists. And it's kind of like, it's persistent in a lot of especially like 80s slasher films. I don't know what the origin was. I'm not a film student, unfortunately. One of my best friends is a film student, and she got to learn about horror film and international film. And anyways, I'm not an expert. I don't know everything about the genre of horror. I don't know where the tropes originated. But I do think probably Psycho by Hitchcock was probably one of the earlier movies that had that sort of last girl trope. If you think of Janet Leigh's character, Marion, she also persists throughout the movie. And she ends up getting away from this like psycho killer. But I don't know, it's just such an interesting trope because it's become super popular online throughout the past couple years. You know, people making playlists around being a final girl and like it being all of these like baddie songs of like, you know, you can see them like strutting through this chaos of a horror film, like all of the gore and the blood and like everything that's happening in this like really gory slasher film. And they come out of it and they're like primping their hair at the end. And like, it's like, oh, I don't know. I think it's aspirational to be a final girl, but I would definitely be the person who goes into the basement at the beginning of the horror movie and dies. But that being said, the songs that I have selected for that, they're two Canadian picks because CanCon requirements. And also I feel like they really just fit the sonic aesthetic of being a final girl. The first one is Black Sheep by Metric. Now this is a very familiar song to people who either engage with Canadian media in the 2000s, 2010s, or if you've watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World. There's a lot of media that uses Black Sheep. And unfortunately, I have been one of those people multiple times. But I think this does perfectly encompass the feeling of a final girl theme. It's just like the very like beat heavy, like, I don't know how to explain it. But you have to just like imagine. This is what I'm trying to do for you today, is make you picture these scenes from movies in your head as you're watching or as you're listening to the radio, because obviously I don't have a visual element to do that for you. But like you just see this girl like walking through and like there's this like crowd. Think of it as like a zombie movie. Like she's walking through this crowd of zombies and like literally just like mowing them down, and you're like, this is like a normal person, like this is not somebody who should have this strength, but in horror movie universe she is that person. And then the same sort of concept for the second song is Oh Anna by Mother Mother, which is a lovely group out of BC, if you've never listened to them, but I've played them a couple times since being back for the fall term. And I saw them live and I'm going to see them live again in February. So I might be a little bit biased by playing them, but this is off of one of my favorite albums by them, Touch Up, which came out in 2007. So again, we're in that like 2000s period of horror movies. And then I'm going to play through two more songs, which are from a separate trope. We can go into more detail about that trope close, like after you hear the songs, but this is sort of the same, similar concept of fighting through the scene. So like if it's like a group in a horror movie and they're like mowing through the zombies or whatever entity they're going after, like it's like a fight scene. So these are like heavier songs, a little bit more theatric. Like you can see like the super, I don't know how you would describe it, like the funny way that they did horror and gore specifically in like 90s, 2000s horror movies where, like, you see, like, the zombie's heads popping off. And it's just, like, the fountain of blood that shoots out of their neck. Like, that's the sort of, like, it's not super serious. But, you know, like, in that situation, like, the actors have to pretend to be serious. Anyways, I'm going to stop yapping and I'm going to let you listen to the music. So first off, we're going to start it with Black Sheep by Metric right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
slit my wrist and washed up the evaporate. Being this godly can't be good for Anna. Save me, Anna, hear me.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to, where is it here? Fight to Survive by Blood Opera and Michael Berryman from their album Songs in the Key of Death that was released in February of this year. They are a band located out of Toronto, so some nice CanCon for you. Right before that, we had Ken Mode, K-E-N, capitalized Mode, with Painless off of the single of the same name released in March of 2023. And they're also Canadian, I believe. I don't know if there's any. Yeah, I believe they're also Canadian. And then before that, we had Oh Anna by Mother Mother off of their lovely album from 2007, Touch Up. And at the top of this set, none other than Black Sheep by Metric, another lovely and very well-known Canadian band. You are listening to The Mood with May right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Today we are doing horror on film. This is basically just me scoring my own horror movie based off of various tropes that exist within the horror movie universe. So let's talk a little bit about the last two tracks, because we talked about the final girl trope at the top, like at the very beginning of the show. So the last two songs were very, I would say, intense, very rock heavy. And those sort of represent that like fight at the end of the world trope, like the world is taken over by zombies or whatever type of entity, aliens, something that would be present in a horror movie. And the core group of protagonists, so, you know, like, you can have your tropes, like, the final girl would be in there, maybe, like, the jock, the nerd, whatever. But they're fighting against these different entities, and this is the scene of them just, like, hand-to-hand, like, straight-on combat, like, one group of people versus the other group of entities, and just, like, straight-up collision course type combat. Which is a very satisfying trope for me. I love just seeing everything come to like sort of a culmination of like, you know, you're seeing all of that violence and horror sort of build up to this like one point of like gore. But I also love horror movies. So if you don't love horror movies, or if you're just tuning in and you have no idea what I'm talking about, you probably think I'm a psycho. Anyways, it's a very interesting part of the horror movie sort of complex is being able to see that culmination and see like this is what they're fighting for. This is how every character is reacting in a given circumstance. I don't know. It's interesting. The next few songs that are coming up, the first trope is going to be more of that like vampiric, I don't know how really to describe it other than like vampiric, like allure. We have a song called The Lovely Wounded by Traitors, as well as Object of Desire by Actors, which was completely unintentional for them both to be just like random nouns in the plural form for the band names. But I will, I guess, talk more about this as just like that trope of like this sort of more less pronounced person, could be a girl, could be a guy, could be just a person in general. And they're being lured in by this vampire. It's a little bit more like of a dark wave sound. And you're just sort of feeling this presence of this vampire, this like entity that's taking control of who they are and like taking control over their actions. So if you think about like the Dracula trope of like he can control the actions of his followers or people that he's like converted into his followers and can sort of change their psychology and put them in a trance. So I'd like to think that this is what those songs represent. And then the next two songs are going to be for the next trope, or tropes, plural. It's going to be Killer Clowns by the Dixies, off of the EP Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. And then after that, Haunted by Forbidden Dimension, which is another Canadian group out of 1993 off of their album Sin Gallery. So I will get right into it. We'll talk more about the second trope there when we come back. But for now, just think in your mind the visual, because again, I have no visual platform to relay this information to you, so we're relying a lot on visualization in the mind. But think about vampires and that allure and like sort of the omnipresence that they have in the movies that they exist in. So to start things off, The Lovely Wounded by Traitors, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to... I lost my playlist here. You just finished listening to Haunted by Forbidden Dimensions, a wonderful Canadian group, which comes out of the 90s, 1993 to be particular. Before that, we had Killer Clowns by the Dickies off of their album Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Before that, Object of Desire by Actors, all caps. And then at the top of that set, The Lovely Wounded by Traitors. We are at the last portion of the hour because I love to yap. So I've been playing slightly longer sets as well. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May today. We have been talking about horror on film, different tropes that are present in horror films. And basically, this episode is me just scoring what I would want to see in a horror film. Now, I've tried to make it a little bit more diverse with different types of music. So having it's a lot of rock based, actually. But if I were to score a horror film, my ideal horror film, if I were to talk about that, I would love to have a horror film where it's like all dark wave goth music. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that genre when it comes to horror movies in just a second, because I do have one song that I'm playing that is probably one of my favorite songs to listen to as well as walk to, because I feel like I can match the pace of it pretty well. I'm a pretty fast walker. But just to go over the tropes that we have talked about today a little bit, we started out with the final girl trope. Think Jamie Lee Curtis in the Halloween movies. And then we went on to the super slasher, like group on group fight scenes. We had some heavier songs there. We talked a little bit about the trope of, you know, Dracula and his victims, or like vampires and their victims, and sort of being entranced. And this sort of entity that you know is pure evil and you can sense that. But then at the same time, you know, you're so like within their grasp and within that sort of like psychological aspect of this entity that you know in your core that it's evil, but at the same time you're so like bound to it and you want to do everything for it. Like if you think of like all of Dracula's victims in lore of being like entranced by him and being forced to do these different things for him and act as his minions essentially, and having that admiration for this thing that you know is just bad. And then we also had Killer Clowns, which is pretty self-explanatory, the killer clown trope. And then Haunted, just like, it's more of like an 80s sort of going into a haunted house and you're facing all of these like, you know, possessions and ghouls and, you know, there might be different types of entities that are supernatural or not of this world, in like a extraterrestrial way. We're gonna end things off now. We have one song called Bitterroot by Big John Bates. This is a Canadian track. I don't have a specific trope to attach to this one. I just really liked it. I found it just before this episode. Then we're gonna end things off with Somehow We'll Get Through This and We'll Meet Again by Lebanon Hanover for Somehow We'll Get Through This, and Vera Lynn. Actually, I think I'm going to take Bitterroot off, to be honest, because we're running out of time, and that's my fault. But we're going to go with Somehow We'll Get Through This by Lebanon Hanover. This is a track where I actually had a job application ask me what song would be playing at the end of the world, and this was what I said. Because it's very, like, if you've never heard Lebanon Hanover, it's very goth rock, very, like, the heavy bass, the synth. And it's just talking about, like, it's the irony of playing a song that says somehow we'll get through this, like, everything's gonna be okay. But it's in such, it's illustrated and played in such a, like, dark way that you're like, oh, we're never getting through this. We're gonna die. Like, there's nothing that can be done for us at this point. And it's that sort of irony. And then it's the same sort of irony from We'll Meet Again, which is an older song. It's off of Silver Memories. It's a compilation. But Vera Lynn was an artist out of the 60s. And I don't know in particular which album it's off of. But I feel like it's either you've heard it or you've heard a song like it. And I feel like old music is used a lot in horror movies because of the sort of ethereal feel it has to it, because it's not really connected to any sort of pop culture at the time. So it feels like refreshing and new, but at the same time, it feels like you're walking into this old house and that's been abandoned, and there's this music box playing in the corner on repeat, and that sort of vibe. I love old music, not in the sense of a horror film, but also in the sense of a horror film. And I do agree that this is the irony of saying We'll Meet Again is, depending on the context, plays into that horror trope of either saying like, oh, we're not going to meet again because we're going to die, or the We'll Meet Again of like, you've come to sort of a resolution that you've beat this entity, like there's no more zombies, there's no more aliens, like you've gotten through it. And then this plays at the, like, either at the credit scene or the final scene of the movie, and you're like, oh, maybe it's not resolved, maybe this is going to come back and we're going to have to deal with this all over again. And I think a lot of horror movies use this type of song at the end just so that they have a reason to create a sequel, because we are living in a world of sequels, and I'm going to get into that another time because I'm going to run out of time and I've been talking for way too long today. But I feel like horror movie sequels are played into a lot. Sequels in general are played into a lot, or remakes. We're seeing remakes of a lot of popular horror movies, or like new generations, like all the new Halloween movies. Halloween, I think it's Halloween Returns or something like that. Yeah. So we're seeing a resurgence of older movies. But I will say there's a lot of tropes, like the journalist and its subject trope, that you see subsist in a lot of older movies. So it's something that, like, we're always in human nature in creating art, that we're inspired by things and we tend to echo the same sentiment and the same tropes over time. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to stop yapping. This has been The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to continue the episode with Somehow We'll Get Through This by Lebanon Hanover right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in next week for another horror, scary October-related episode that's a little bit different. Thank you.
again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.